Good morning once again now to Darren Frehill.
Hello again, Mary. The Irish men's cricket team looking to finish the Afghanistan series on a high this morning. They lost the first two matches of this, so they've lost the series. But qualification for the 2023 World Cup is now on a league format, so valuable points on offer. And they've started really, really well. Ireland won the toss, they elected to bowl, and currently Afghanistan 100 for 4 after 22 overs. So let's hope they can finish off that match in Abu Dhabi in style and get a much needed win, morale boosting win. Now in Gaelic Games, Connacht CEO John Prenti has some thoughts on controlling the costs of inter-county teams, and this comes in his annual report for the upcoming convention in the province. Now he feels the pandemic has helped the GAA stumble across a new formula to ease financial pressures. He wants training sessions to be capped at 3 per week, 2 on match weeks, match day squads of 26, panel expenses though for only 32 players, and backroom team to be capped at 12. He suggests that the GPA could help police the measures. I'm joined by RTÉ analyst Tomás O'Shea. Tomás, good morning to you, and a bit of deja vu here for you, because this is something you suggested before Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's if anything, the pandemic, Darren, it has thrown up the fact that do we need to train 12 months of the year? Do the inter-county lads need to be training as often as they do? I think what happened before Christmas and the way that the club was divided and the county was divided, it's just given us a pathway. But certainly, if teams stuck to 3 days a week, I think there was no issue last year with the fitness of inter-county teams. The pandemic has proven it can be done. But then, as before, Darren, the danger is to police it. I think going with bigger, more professional backroom teams, some teams are able to do it. It becomes a financial issue. There's a lot of pressure on inter-county teams at the moment. They're saying they're wondering, outside of the health factor at the moment, can they actually afford to go with the national leagues this year? So it is a huge problem. And I think the real difficulty for most counties is they can't afford the way this kind of runaway train has. The balance of the whole thing, Darren, is kind of lopsided in that there's too much given. The time inter-county players are giving at the moment, I think, if anything else, in the last 6 or 7 months, it has shown that the balance is completely wrong and completely weighted wrong. And it has proved to us also, we got some great games last year, that you can actually have a level of fitness and whatever is required and train only 3 times a week, and that can be done.
Yeah, as you say, easier said than done, Tomás. How are you feeling about 2021? We're expecting news from Croke Park by the end of the week in terms of how the season is going to shape up. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, look, Darren, I think this lockdown is tough on everybody. I think everybody's struggling, everybody's suffering, so it would be great to see national leagues, it would be great to see action. But I think it's a tricky one. I think it's different to pre-Christmas. I think pre-Christmas, the numbers were way down, and even when they were down, people were wondering, why do the GAA, who have players immersed in the community, get to actually put their players out and play games and all that? And I think in the current situation, with the way numbers are, I think it would be reckless and irresponsible to go back into it the way things are right now. Hopefully the plan is, and let's see what the GAA say, but I would say everything, I don't think the GAA would have a right to go back into it right now with the way numbers are. I think they'd have to wait, and hopefully in the next month, if we can get numbers on, we get schools back open and all that, then the GAA can come back into line. But right now, I think if it stayed the way it is, that we'd be in danger of probably losing the league, because there's no way I think you can safely put players out. I think the new strain of the COVID virus and all that, I just think it would be lunacy. And I just hope that the numbers would come down to a level where, yes, it would be safe to do so. And it's very difficult for the GAA then to kind of predict what way the numbers will be in a month's time. So I think whatever plan the GAA will give, I'm not sure to be set in concrete. I think they'll have to just go with the flow like everybody else and all other elements of society have to do as well.
Tomás, just a final word, quick word if you don't mind as well. Paul Murphy, the new Kerry captain for 2021.
Yeah, Darren, look, it's a strange one in Kerry. Kerry have a certain way of doing it with the captaincy. I mean, they have whoever wins the county championship gets to pick the captain. Now, East Kerry are the best team in the county at the moment, and they're winning a couple of championships. Paul Murphy was not part of the East Kerry team last year, but this year he was part of it, and now he's picked. A lot of people saying that David Clifford was too young for it. I have no issue with Paul Murphy being captain. I think he'll be a good captain. He's the most senior player there. People will look at it as the captaincy being taken off David Clifford. I don't think that's the case. A lot of people say he's a bit too young to be carrying it. He's carrying enough pressure at his. But as an overall, Darren, I don't agree with that. I think the manager should be able to pick the proper captain, pick his own captain, instead of being dictated to by the county championship, and that's the way it is in Kerry. I think Kilkenny, I think most counties do it the other way, and there was a vote in Kerry last year to change that, and they stuck with the old process. So look, that's the way it is. I think Paul Murphy is a good choice. I think he'll be a good captain.
Okay, good talking to you as always. Just some other news briefly. Tottenham beat championship strugglers Wickham 4-1 to reach the FA Cup fifth round. They'll play Everton next. Thomas Tuchel expected to be named new Chelsea manager before the next game against Wolves tomorrow. Racing at Down Royal has been cancelled because of a frozen track. And just to give you the latest score on the cricket, Afghanistan now 102 for 4 after 24 overs.